This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1336. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 14th, Latvia coming back, Moldova at noon, Israeli TV on Austrian shortwave, more B-06 schedules, Canada blocks Myanmar and broadcasts Cuban exiles, Montana DX tests, Who's Got the Buzz, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Strikes continue to disrupt programming at Radio France International. It seems the unions are unhappy about the situation there as budget cuts are impending, while budget increases are going to the new international TV service from France called France 24. Mike Cooper in Georgia, who listens to a lot of radio from France, both on shortwave and satellite, has been keeping up with the situation. On November 7th, a strike was in progress. Some newscasts were airing. However, on shortwave, we usually hear France Musique replacing other programming in French and even in English. Another strike was to begin on November 13th. Mike's also been reading AFP and other press reports about this. It seems the Foreign Affairs Ministry wants RFI to concentrate on Africa, the Middle East, and emerging countries and cut broadcasts in languages such as Polish. Then RFI posted a response on its own website from Francis Ayrault, who said to be in charge of their broadcast. He called shortwave the most expensive transmission method and one that is only used when there is no other choice. RFI still broadcasts on shortwave to rural areas in Africa and a little in Asia, he said. Mike says, I haven't yet determined if this means shortwave broadcasts in French and Spanish for the Americas will be cut back or eliminated. In any event, for the moment, we're still hearing RFI in French relayed via French Guiana on 17630 at 16, 18, and 21 UT. As for English broadcasts, Dave Kenny in the UK confirms that the one at 1200 UT is being aired via Ascension on 15275, which is quite a long delay behind the frequency direct from France, also confirmed 21620. A PS to our previous report about Radio Slovakia International resuming shortwave for 2 months, including English to North America, at 0100 on 7230. Need I point out that this is in the 40-meter ham band, not the broadcasting band in the Western Hemisphere. However, Slovakia is making no pretense of serving Iceland, as some others have done using the 40-meter band. This transmission is actually registered for CIRAF zones 7 through 10, which means Atlantic Canada, the USA, except the Western Third, and Mexico. I can only wonder why the ARRL is not defending the ham band against intrusions like this. Tom Taylor has news about Latvia. The relay service on 9290 kHz will be returning to the air in mid-December. If there are any stations that would like to be relayed, please email this address only. It's the name of the owner. I'll have to spell it. KRECBERGS at PARKS.LV. About a month ago, Bert Trudel, Lithuania, forecast this would happen and said that Raimonds Kreuzbergs is the sole personal license owner for these relays from Ulbroka on 9290. Furthermore, in addition to the 100 kilowatt unit, a new 1 kilowatt shortwave transmitter has been installed, offering a new option of low-budget relays. It'll use the same antenna as the 100 kilowatt. However, in the notice I just quoted, there was no mention of the 1 kilowatt being available. I expect it'll cost a lot less than the 100, but more than 1/100th of the price. Another station using the 40-meter ham band to broadcast to North America was Belarus, but they're no longer doing it. Having eliminated their broadcasts after midnight UT, it's still possible to hear them in eastern North America. Harold Sellers in Ontario at a DX camp says he heard Minsk at 2001 UT in English on 7360, 7390, and 7420, all with poor reception. Radio DMR in Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova, continues to have an English broadcast. I think it's weekdays only, starting at 17 UT. Usually it's only 20 minutes, but certain days of the week it's 40 minutes when there are not other languages following. The new Winter B06 frequency is 6235. Mike Bearcliffe in the UK says it puts an excellent signal in there, and I think it offers an interesting challenge in Eastern North America, where 17 UT is, of course, local noon Eastern time. This is said to be running a megawatt with that much power, and at solstice, when there is the most darkness on the path, it might just make it to North America. I suggest people start looking for it at 17 UT on 6235. At least that frequency should be clear of any broadcast interference. We have some reports of a very mysterious broadcast between 18 and 20 UT on 5955. It's heard in Europe by Jean-Michel Aubier in France. He says starting October 29th, in French, Hebrew, and English. The strange thing is, this frequency is scheduled for a relay of Voice of Vietnam via Mosbrunn in Austria, 5955. But that is certainly not the programming being carried. Jari Savolainen in Finland also monitored and said he heard ads or promos and a movie starting with an English soundtrack. Other programming, a discussion in Hebrew. Mike Bearcliffe in England heard features in English on Broadway musicals and on Beethoven, and a tourist feature about Bonaire. Donny Rosenzweig has the answer. The Voice of Vietnam and IBA Channel 33, that is one of the Israeli TV stations, are on different subcarriers of the RRSAT frequency on Hotbird 8. At the Austrian reception point, they must be tuning in the wrong subcarrier. But this has been going on for over 2 weeks, and no one has noticed, except our astute DX monitors, of course. How much longer will Vietnam be replaced by Israeli television on Austria's 5955? Kai Ludwig says the Israeli TV audio is on channel 1058 of the transponder, while Voice of Vietnam is on 1059. The Voice of Croatia has a hard-to-find page in English, but still gives their outdated summer transmission schedule on shortwave. And even though the page is in English, they don't think it's important enough to tell us exactly when their English broadcasts are. So here are a couple of monitoring reports. Their medium wave outlet, 1134 kilohertz, is one of the best heard across the Atlantic. Bruce Conti in New Hampshire reports in his National Radio Club International DX Digest, hearing English on this frequency and also on shortwave 7285. Via Germany at 2323 UT. I guess maybe it starts at 2300. And I heard an English broadcast at 0310 on 7285, so that one may start at 0300. At that time, there was a hollow reverberating sound. That's because there are three different transmitters in Germany at two different sites broadcasting the same program from Croatia, but they're not precisely synchronized. However, they're pretty close and a lot better than a previous occasion when there was a big echo making it unlistenable. Last week we reported that Serbia was resuming shortwave broadcasts between 1730 and 22 UT on 6100 only. We don't have much chance of hearing that in North America except toward the end of the transmission. The people in Europe have continued trying to pick it up against heavy interference from DRM in Luxembourg on the low side and China in Arabic on the same frequency. Mike Bearcliffe in England says it was clear finally at 2157 UT when China went off a few minutes before Serbia. During the Spanish broadcast at 20, Jose Miguel Romero said it helped its side tune up to 6102. BBC Monitoring says the schedule differs substantially from the one on their website, and reception varied from fair to worthless. Anyhow, English is at 1930. Why would they finally come back on shortwave? Well, here's one theory from the Media Network blog. Branko Pekic in Serbia says they stopped broadcasting on FM in Belgrade. It seems there's a problem with a license for that transmitter, but they're continuing on shortwave and internet in 12 languages. So it appears that in this case, shortwave is substituting for local FM. Quite a reversal from the usual situation. Here's the B06 English schedule of Radio Bulgaria. As always, their kilohertz frequencies end in 00, so I'll give them in megahertz, but you may assume they're correct to 3 decimal places. To Western Europe, 7:30 to 8 on 9.5 and 11.5, 12:30 to 13 on 11.7 and 15.7, 18:30 to 19 and 22 to 23 on 5.8 and 7.5. And in North America, midnight to 1 and 03 to 04 on 7.4 and 9.7. Here's a theory from astute monitor Ola Alm in Sweden, who looks for clues most of us miss about the jamming on behalf of Libya against Saut al-Amal. There's a transmitter on 17660, usually playing Afropop music between 12 and 15:30 UT, even though Saut al-Amal finishes at 14. This one is generally thought to be coming from Gabon, although on behalf of Libya. Ola says, the fact that there is always a subaudible heterodyne when Saut al-Amal is operating co-channel with another station indicates that the site could be Kostinbrod in Bulgaria, as this site, a couple of years ago, was regularly noted to be 2 to 4 hertz off-channel. And furthermore, the now-defunct Libyan transmission of mostly continuous Arabic music was coming from Moldova. It had the Mayak site PIPs before Sinon, which Ola Om recognizes. Here's English from Italy, whose shortwave broadcasts may be terminated next year. To North America at midnight 55 on 11800. To North Africa, 0445 on 5965, 6120 and 7170. 1935 to Europe, 6035 and 9760. 2025 to East Africa and Mideast on 6010. And 2205 to Far East and Australia on 6090. Length varies from 15 to 25 minutes. Thanks to Roberto Scaglioni for that via World DX Club. At least on Thursdays, I try to listen to the Voice of Turkey for their call-in program Live from Turkey at 1350 UT, now on 11735 and 12035. But I've noticed something strange lately. 12035 is the one aimed at Western Europe and hence also aimed at North America, while 11735 is supposed to be running eastward toward Asia. Nevertheless, I've been getting a better signal on 11735, although it has more interference, making me wonder if it's coming by long path, and long path is more efficient under these circumstances than short path, or have the two been interchanged? Last week we mentioned a mixing product from Turkey on 20,050 kilohertz that prompts Uli Bilmeier of the Dark Intruder Watch in Germany to tell us about another one, which he has already dealt with. It was on 21140, which is within the 15-meter handband. He got good cooperation from the Voice of Turkey. The two women in charge of frequency management, Sedef Somaltin and Kimet Erdal. The mixture has apparently been suppressed, but here's how it arose. Only between 0930 and 1030 UT, when Romanian was on the air on 9560 and Turkish on 15350. Yes, it's a leapfrog, one frequency over the other, landing on 21140. DX Mix News in Bulgaria points out that the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran has registered two frequencies for DRM transmissions. That would be a first for Iran, not yet in effect, it seems. But listen for the buzz on 7410 between 15 and 21 UT, and then 7440 between 21 and 05. These will be from the Sirjan site inside Iran. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1336. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website for much more information, including DX Listening Digest, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Tim Hendel in Alabama, who says, I value the program a lot. He sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK73702 USA. And a correction to what I quoted from Tim last week about World of Radio being available over the phone via UpSnap. Although it was originally in Nashville, now the phone number is in New York. They also have a website. You may be able to reach us there, www.upsnap.com. Look for us under the International section. Meanwhile, I've had some complaints that the link to World of Radio podcast via iTunes is not working, but I'm not sure what to do about it. Once again, this B season, we can forget about hearing Myanmar's English broadcast at 1430 on 5986 variable. I tuned in November 8th and instead heard Radio Canada International in Chinese. Although one of their schedules says it's in French, this is a relay via Japan, not only blocking the weak signal from Myanmar over here, but no doubt producing a lot of interference in Asia itself. Yangon only has four shortwave frequencies, one each on the 60, 49, 41, and 31-meter bands, and you'd think that other broadcasters could afford to avoid them. From Don Moman's antenna farm in Alberta, McDummage says he was nevertheless able to hear a definite Myanmar ID, despite the interference at 1445. We had a new schedule of English broadcasts from Radio Thailand, including the relay from Delano, at 0300 UT on 5890. I finally had a chance to check this, and it was in Thai, so I assume the English broadcast remains at the summer timing of 0200. Vietnam trying Americans as terrorists in alleged radio plot. Thanks to the Media Network blog for this interesting news. There are two reports. The first one was dated November 7th. Vietnam would try three naturalized U.S. citizens on terrorism charges over an alleged plot to use radio transmitters to take over state airwaves and call for an uprising against the communist government. Then they give the names of the people from Florida, along with people from Vietnam itself, four Vietnamese nationals charged with terrorism. There could have been a sentence of 12 years or even death. They're accused of bringing 14 radio transmitters and five generators into Vietnam early last year, planning to seize control of the Voice of Vietnam and call for an uprising against the government. This came from the Vietnam News Agency and Agence France-Presse. Then on November 10th, a follow-up. The three Americans and four Vietnamese were convicted and sentenced to up to 15 months in prison with credit for time served. They're all expected to be freed within 1 month, and the Americans required to leave the country within 10 days. Arnulf Piontek in Berlin, who provides the shortwave world with up-to-date monitored schedules for the Voice of Korea, has written me with a number of interesting comments, such as, North Korean interpretation is so smooth and pleasing that this was actually the reason for starting to listen to their programs. There is, of course, brass music, marches, and the like, but when you listen to their programs nowadays, they mostly play electronic, easy-listening music North Korean style. Such as a song I heard was probably Pochonbo Electronic Music Ensemble, which was formed together with the more dance music-like Wang Jai-san Light Music Ensemble in 1988, to modernize their music scores. He says, I have piles of CDs, over 200, and many others with different music, opera-like or children's or film music. Old North Korean chorus songs, especially female choruses, remind me a lot of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Isn't that weird? Ron Howard in California has been checking the websites of Shiokaze, or Sea Breeze, that Japanese-based broadcast, presumably via Taiwan, to bring to the attention of the world the situation of Japanese kidnapped by North Korea. They have made schedule changes for the B06 season. The 2030 UT half hour, always in Japanese, Shoka Z1, is on 9645, replacing 9785. The one we used to hear in North America at 13 UT, alternating languages, maybe English once or twice a week, was on 9485, but it moved to 9730. Unfortunately, China Radio International was already there in English. That should not have been a surprise. So Shiokaze 2 moved once again to 9950 at 13 UT. This means that we can forget about hearing it in these parts, since it's only 5 kHz from the super strong WEWN. There's also been a lot of press about NHK being pressured to deal with this particular issue, despite its supposed independence from government control. Kyoto reports that Kazuhiro Araki, who heads the investigation committee on missing Japanese probably related to North Korea, says, "We're disturbed by the government's move. We're grateful if it means support for Shiokaze, but nothing has been explained to us, and it has been misunderstood that we requested such a government order." The Japan Congress of Journalists says ordering specific and individual broadcast subjects violates freedom of expression in the press, guaranteed under the Constitution. On the Wantalk Radio Light website, I've found a 35-page document, more than you ever wanted to know about the station in Papua New Guinea. It's at www.missionaryradio.info. And just a little of it deals with shortwave. It seems they're in urgent need of a security fence for the shortwave station, since it's in one of the city's notorious settlement areas. It must be fenced immediately. All at once, since if it's done in sections, there's a possibility of it being ripped out by settlers for their convenience. They also applied a year ago for a frequency change from 7120 to 7325, but no response had been received by last June. Nevertheless, they went ahead and also applied for a second frequency for better nighttime coverage, that one presumably a lower frequency. It seems things move slowly in PNG because they're not expecting all this to be resolved until the end of 2008. They do say they're thrilled by all the DX reception reports from abroad they've been receiving. Over in Australia, some news about ARDS in the Northern Territory. Tarmo Kontro in Finland says on DXing.info, according to info from the station, they're still using 400 watts despite good reception at times, leading us to think they might have increased power. As their coverage area is in Australia and not far abroad, they're not very interested in reception reports. DXers should consider this when asking for QSLs. Best reception in Finland is after 16 UT on 5049.92. Sunday morning, November 19th, the chance to DX Montana on medium wave if it's otherwise difficult for you. 6 different stations will be running their daytime facilities from midnight to 2 a.m. Mountain are 07 to 09 UT. The ones on 580, 680, 930, 1290, and 1310. Another one on 750 will be running 50 kilowatts non-directional. The others are ranging from half a kilowatt to 5. Full details at www.dxtests.info. Via Harold Sellers, an update on the status of CFRX 6070 in Toronto from Steve Canny. He was at the transmitter site November 10th, and the transmitter had been taken apart for repairs. The engineer was in the middle of seeing what there was to do with test equipment, schematics, and sections of the transmitter wide open. It'll be a while longer before it's back on air. It's usually a no-no to broadcast 2 services only 5 kHz apart from the same transmitter site. But despite CBC Northern on 9625, Sackville has started broadcasting a Cuban exile program, Radio Republica, on 9630, UT Tuesday through Saturday from 02 until 05. This is sure to draw jamming, causing additional interference for those wanting to hear the Northern Quebec service. However, on the first night, I was not hearing any of this because Sackville was not propagating. Although Arnie announced it some time ago, I've found that Radio Vanacuba still has not moved from 9820 to 6180. I'm still hearing the higher frequency November 14th at 0300. Walt Salmaneve in British Columbia told DX Listening Digest that the Voice of Guyana was providing surprisingly good reception all evening on 3291.20, November 10th at 0540, relaying BBC World Service. And there were many more reports of it, UT November 13th, spurred by Anne Finelli in New York, who was also hearing it, her first ever logging of Guyana, from 0200. Of course, it's much more interesting to listen to when they're doing local programming, such as Obituaries, which Wade Smith in New Brunswick heard at 0330. Radio Opinti, next door in Suriname, is also being reported on 4990 by Craig Christ in Virginia around 0700. And at 0330 by Jerry Linneman in Texas. Don't confuse with Radio Ancash in Huaraz, Peru on 4990.9, reported by Rafael Rodriguez, Colombia, Conexión Digital, at 0910 to 945 with folk music. Also, Peru's Radio La Voz de los Andes in El Higuerón on 5602.6, November 4th at 2225 with Peruvian music and greetings. Don't you believe that the other Voice of the Andes, HCJB, no longer broadcasts in English? I ran across Spotlight, that specialized English teaching quarter hour, twice in a row, at 0315 on 9745 and then repeated at 0330 on 6050. The latter broadcast is every weeknight. Radio Baluarte on the Argentine border with Brazil and Paraguay has been reactivated on 6215, reported by Horacio Negro in Uruguay, November 11th at midnight 54, with religious programming in Portuñol. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina says the frequency varies, measured on 6214.4. In the Mayor tip sheet, Carl Racines in Michigan reports hearing La Voix du Sahel in Niger with a brief English segment on 9705, Friday, October 27th at 2142, then into some other language at 2145. It's also heard in French more or less until sign-off around 2300 by Brian Alexander, Pennsylvania, and Roger Chambers in New York. Alan Pennington in the UK suspects they switch transmitters from one night to the next since the frequency switches from 9705 to 9704. I've been wondering if Radio Free Southern Cameroons is still on the air. It hasn't been reported in quite a while. It was scheduled Sundays only from 18 to 19 on 15695 during the A season. However, several monitors checked it for us and heard nothing. Wolfgang Duschel, however, says there's something on a schedule which looks like it would fit 11840 as the new frequency. So check that out Sunday at 18 if you can. That harmonic from Africa No. 1 Gabon on 19160 continues to be heard, but it's developed a problem, a buzz. Sometimes we can hear nothing but a buzz, sometimes mixed with audio. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says it's best heard after 20 UT. He calls it a sawmill-type noise. Furthermore, the fundamental 9580 is putting out the same buzz as heard by Jerry Linneman in Texas at 1905. And that's not all. Raul Saavedra adds that at 0500 UT, November 14th, Radio Gabon on 4777 had exactly the same kind of buzz. Mike Barraclough advises that the B06 frequency schedule from the HFCC has finally been posted on November 14th. It's a zip file via www.hfcc.org, but hundreds of entries have been deleted. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 14th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 November 17th, 20 and 4 on the 25th. And watch out for this, 35 and 6 on December 7th. Solar flux dropping from 90 November 20th to 75 on the 26th to December 4th. That's World of Radio 1336. Glenn Hauser saying until the next, best of DX and 73.